everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up for the Women Tell All. Here, I'm Amy, and here to tell it all with me is my wonderful co-host, Haley. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I just want to ask you if you're too sensitive about this season of The Bachelor, because I've gotten a lot of messages about what I've been seeing, and I think they're worse than what I said to you this season on our podcast, and I just feel like you're being too sensitive.
I mean, there are a lot of names that you called me. I don't know that it's okay at any point, just because you have repercussions.
Well, I know, but
now,
like, I just wonder if you're being too sensitive about it. Like, I know I said it, and I take ownership of me saying those things, but they were my true emotions in that moment, and I was just living my truth. So you should actually apologize to me for making me say those things about you.
I'm sorry that I was wearing a crown too and you ripped it off my head. What a weird women tell all. We had the Victoria of it all, and just was really choppy, I felt like. But yeah, at least we had Victoria.
Choppy,
Victoria.
Like, you mean they cut people out? They literally cut people out of this.
Yeah. That was the Easter egg of it, I guess. Getting a little early Easter celebration where, if you didn't spot it, there's a mysterious blonde in the back, and Haley called it. Saw a few other people tweeting about it on Twitter, but yeah, Heather was there. You just wouldn't know it. Kind of like the season, right?
I couldn't believe it when I saw the back of her. I was like, that's Heather. And Ethan was like, no. Like, that's crazy. And I rewinded and he's like, yeah, that's Heather.
And she wasn't in any of the press photos, whether they airbrushed her out, or I saw a theory going around that maybe she came in a little later for a hot seat segment and they just totally cut her out. And that was just kind of her sitting at the end of the show. But yeah, she was there. There's a few different shots. You can see her. At one point it was really cropped close. It was like, I see a shoe next to Kat. And it made it look like there was no one next to Kat or Kit. And then there was one where it was clearly her, like her profile was shown, her hair. So why they got into her like that?
Like, I mean, I hope she still got that check. That's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, an appearance fee. She was still there. They couldn't totally erase her. I think they forgot of who they should have been cropping out of this episode. The only thing we got, kind of to allude to the Chris Harrison of it all, is that they said, like, a little caption at the beginning. No message or anything, but just, this was pre-recorded on February 4th.
Yeah, it's funny. It's the same message they used on Celebrity Guess the Number, or whatever he was on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Where they basically was like, this was pre-recorded. It's like, okay, you can say something else, maybe.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
Just, like, go out of your way slightly.
Yeah, and there was... He's still doing the promos for the Senior Bachelor that they're supposedly still holding. Still seems a little early for that for me. But if you're in your golden years looking for love, I guess that show is casting right now.
I can't wait until we cover that, because we're in month 76 of the pandemic and we've got nothing else going on still.
Can you picture Chris Harrison, like, behind the scenes, like, please just let me host the Senior Bachelor, or listen to your heart. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
So it was announced, I think, since we last recorded, of who will be hosting after the final rose. So that's Emmanuel Acho. How do you feel about that announcement?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of love for him on the internet. I'm not super familiar with his work, but I'm really excited. I think that's a great get. And I can't wait.
I'd heard that.
I'm excited to see some, like, fresh nuances with this franchise. Like, I feel like we've been asking the same questions over and over.
Mm-hmm. So he's a former NFL player, right? And he, sports analyst or host, and mm-hmm. wrote a book, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, published last year. And I believe he was who Rachel Lindsay recommended as well. And I think I'd heard that they had asked her and she declined. I'm not sure about that part, but I think she was who she recommended to.
If that's true, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because this franchise is clearly not going to stand up for her,
right,
as has been proved in the last week or so. Early last week, mm-hmm, Rachel decided to deactivate Instagram for a while. She had been getting some pretty awful messages since the whole Chris Harrison of it all came down. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Bachelor Nation has been out, you know, saying that they're in support of her. The Bachelor franchise didn't put out a message till yesterday,
mm-hmm,
when they could have done it immediately. They could have put it in a lot of places, and they just chose not to. They'll have her come out on stage and read horrific racist tweets about, you know, the current season of The Bachelor, but they won't denounce the bullying when it's happening to her. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty awful. I don't blame her for not wanting anything to do with this franchise as soon as her contracts are up.
Right. Yeah. She also took this week off of her Bachelor Happy Hour podcast with Becca. So Becca had Natasha and Tayshia on with her. So yeah, she's taking a much needed break. We shouldn't be putting it all on her. Another surprising and disappointing story that came out this week were a huge volume of really disturbing and offensive tweets came out from Taylor Nolan. Taylor, who, you know, is somebody that we've pointed to as a great resource. So it really is somebody that, you know, this was really unexpected. And, you know, she issued an apology. Her first one wasn't very strong, and then had a second apology, but really kind of reached the gamut of different populations that you can offend. Like, I don't know who she didn't offend. And she was kind of saying like, oh, I knew those were out there and I've done the work, so I didn't delete them. But she never really like alluded to any of these things in her, you know, like this is the journey that I went on from these perspectives. And it seems weird to leave them up when they were so offensive. What are your thoughts?
It's obviously very upsetting. They were hurtful to a lot of communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that, I don't know, it sucks that people thought this was okay to put on the internet 10 years ago, that people just had those feelings in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that it also feels like,
people are using it now to like discredit everything she's done. Or like,
yeah, like it felt like it was supposed to be a gotcha moment. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I don't condone anything she said in those tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it feels like it's discounting the move, like an important movement. It just sucks. It really sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think she's doing a podcast about it as well. So it'll be just something to keep an eye on, you know, kind of how her actions are moving forward about this. And yeah, it hurts to lose trust in like such a strong source, and also to kind of give people that were like out to, you know, that were kind of against her all along to like, mm-hmm, feel like, yeah, they gotcha kind of thing. It's strange to me too that they didn't come out before this, when it's just, I guess she was cast before people were digging into everything, but you think sooner than this that people would have found this. I don't know.
I agree. I don't know. It's
a really shocking story.
Yeah.
Yep. Any other Bachelor news?
I don't know if you knew this, Amy, but on the bottom of my screen all night last night, there's this little graphic saying Bachelor announcement coming soon.
Hmm.
So I obviously thought that they were going to talk about The Bachelorette, and somebody was going to be announced The Bachelorette. And we got to the end of the episode, I'm like, what the heck?
Right.
And Ethan was like, I never saw that graphic. Like, I think you like it's in your head. Right. Like, no, let's rewind. I showed him. And so he tweeted about it, and people were like, Bachelor in Paradise Canada. And that was like not what I was expecting at all.
When did they announce it?
Like, it's the City TV announced it on, like, I guess during one of the commercials, which we skipped all of them, and on their social channels. So there's going to be a Bachelor in Paradise Canada featuring some alumni.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's from probably Bachelor Canada and like Bachelor US.
Oh.
And there's actually going to be some non-Bachelor alumni.
What?
So if you have always wanted to date somebody that's been on The Bachelor, well, it's your time. You can apply to Bachelor in Paradise Canada and maybe date them.
Wow.
Isn't
that
wild?
I see a tweet from City TV. It's only got 48 likes. Big news, Bachelor Nation. Bachelor in Paradise Canada is coming to City TV, and the best part is you can be a part of it. Wow. Huh. I mean, they did that one time. Like, was there the super fan on Bachelor Pad?
Oh, yeah.
And then she went on Sean Lowe's season and was cut night one.
What? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
And one of the super fans.
There was like two super fans, right? A girl
and
a guy.
No, I think there was three because there was a set of twins.
Oh, okay.
And the set of twins was also on the Italian season of Jersey Shore.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Strange. Interesting. We need one of our listeners to do this. I mean, what else do you got going on?
Truly.
Wow. Bachelor in Paradise Canada. Can U.S. people? Oh, no. Canadians can apply now. Yeah. You said U.S. alums might be on it.
I think so.
Do you think it's limited to the Canadian U.S. alums? Like, it's going to be Daniel?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not going to let anyone else in, right?
I mean, they might make exceptions. Maybe they're going somewhere else. Maybe they're going to the French-owned island of Saint-Pierre and Miquelon, which is not that far from Canada, but Americans might be able to travel to.
Oh, interesting. Where's that?
It's a small island off the coast of, I think it's somewhere between like Nova Scotia and Newfoundland.
Okay. Or let's just go to the Edmonton Mall. Like, wasn't that Doug's suggestion for a season?
Yeah, I think that's a grand idea, honestly.
Oh, that's exciting. At least there's some paradise that has been announced. I think we'll have to cover this. I have to find a way to watch it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, definitely. That's really exciting. And then, oh, this was so random, but we've been getting, like, you and I have been getting occasional notifications from some, like, person on Twitter that seems to be popular with the youths.
Yeah,
who randomly liked our
it.
Podcast tweet. And so, like, a few times a day we'll get a tweet that's like, why did Carl like this? And it's like this guy with a million followers. He's someone, I don't know if he's like a TikTok person. He's definitely someone too young for me to know. Doesn't follow us, doesn't follow RJP. But he likes
Carl, if you're listening, explain to us who you are.
Yeah. How'd you find us? Why
not?
Yeah. Give us a retweet instead of a like. So yeah, he really likes the hometown episode. Well, we had Chantel. Why would you not? So
yeah, it's the Chantel bump.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, that is it for news. All right. Do you think our news segment would be longer than talking about Women Tell All?
I do. I was thinking that we could be in bed by 9:30 tonight.
That does sound nice. So they're back in their old set, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, which old set? Like the LA version or the McCollin one?
The LA. Was it?
I have no idea.
Okay. I thought maybe, but it just seemed really muted. We didn't have everybody there. A couple notable absences for me, Sarah and Maggie, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing. And then I guess Heather. She wasn't someone I would be expecting to be there. She was there and wasn't there at the same time. So
I feel like we could have at least gotten a Zoom call with Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, you would think with all the time they devoted to her, why not bring her back? I've heard some theories too that in light of the criticism, in light of, you know, the Chris Harrison comments and the, you know, data going around about the airtime given to white contestants versus BIPOC contestants, that might be why the Heather segment was cut out, or why we didn't see a lot of certain people. I'm not sure. It just felt a little disjointed with like what they chose to cover or not. But I would have, like, she seems like someone that would have had a hot seat segment and see Matt again, right? Like in a typical season.
You would think, yeah.
So maybe she declined because I think she's in California.
I would if I were her.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? You really want to go and have all these women yell at you? No, thank you.
Right.
Hard pass. I don't want anyone yelling at me.
Yeah, true. So they start off with MJ and Jesenia, which seems like kind of a lighter story of the season. And
I mean, if they would have never dealt with this again, I would have forgotten about it and I would have been thrilled. MJ, I'm tired of.
Yeah.
I'm tired of. I was tired. I was tired watching all of this. It was not comfortable to my brain holes. And I swear to God, Amy, yeah. I promise this.
Okay.
If Victoria ends up on Bachelor in Paradise, I refuse to exist or acknowledge she's there.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that woman ever again after this.
Okay.
I'm not doing it.
We'll just bring in guest correspondents at the end.
Yeah, that's fine. I will not talk about her.
It kind of reminds me of when, like, way back when, didn't Rob have, like, a Rupert expert that lived in Indiana or something? Like, just have someone come in. Here's what you missed about Victoria because you fast-forwarded these segments.
I cannot stand the sound of her voice anymore. Everything she says is pure BS. It was just, like, word vomit that she's like, you know what, this, if I just put all of these words together, it will make me sound smart and people will be on my side.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of it worked.
Yeah, because she was gonna have an emotional thing, like, this is what I was going through, and I thought, oh, maybe she's apologizing to the women. No, it was when she was mad at Matt for, like, not understanding that she was insecure. And yeah, that's why I stormed off like that. I was going through an emotional moment. But in terms of apologizing to the women, there was none of that. It was, as you opened the show, accusing Ryan of just being an emotional person. So
I would be emotional too if I came into a room and people started calling me a hoe and were mean to me. Yeah, it would make me emotional, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with your frustrations about MJ as well. She's somebody that seems like kind of like Victoria, just says these little catchphrases or just blathers on without making sense. Like, she still is not owning the JV comment. We clearly have things shown that she said. And then just, it's like, well, maybe if I just act really poised here, we'll just forget about it. And yeah, I wasn't out to cut anybody down. None of us were. Like, well, but maybe you weren't out to do that. Doesn't mean you didn't.
But you
do
did.
That.
And, yeah. And that's where Anna, it, like, again, it's not her. It's not my apology to accept from her. But she did seem genuine. She was like, this is what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people I hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take that back. I'm so sorry. I'll try my best to do what I can to, you know, to make sure that this isn't what's going to follow you around for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and really, that's all she used her time on the show, and that's all that was shown to say. Like, it wasn't like she was trying to get in the other conversations. She knew, like, this is what I want to come here for and say. The one thing Brittany did accept her apology and kind of said that she has things in her life that she would like to take back and doesn't want people to attack Anna for these things, but really, like, she had her hot seat segment and you could just tell, like, the toll it continues to take on her. And the one thing she did mention is that Anna had all this time to reach out since the show and when it aired, and she didn't reach out privately at any point again.
Yeah.
So.
And I appreciate what she said about sex work being valid work. I was a little worried it was all going to come out and be like, well, I'm not, so, like, that's terrible. But she was very much like, that is valid work. You shouldn't be putting people down.
Mm-hmm.
For their occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that. I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then we got something that we don't usually see is an unaired, like, unaired segments.
So, like, sorry. 400 unaired dates.
And we talked about these. Yeah, like, why wasn't there a date here? Why was it just a cocktail party?
You're telling me they couldn't have cut out the segments about Britney?
Uh-huh, yeah, good
and
point.
Aired one of these dates?
Yeah.
I and, mean, like, maybe a lot of people not had a whole focus of an entire episode being the is she not of an escort where all, like she said, now all of her Google search results are about her, whether or not she's an escort or not.
Right.
You're telling me that we couldn't have seen one of these stupid dumb dates? Did you even know Tayshia and JoJo showed up to meet McCollin?
I had heard that back then and then like kind of just forgot about it. And I'm really annoyed we didn't see that. It looked like a really fun convo. They're eating like hot wings or something for some reason. Like, I think I would have, it seems like a bad thing to cut them out too. Like, we just had Tayshia's season. It was a great season. Like, why? Why wouldn't we see that?
Why did we get like all of Matt's personality cut out?
Right, exactly.
Like, all these clips we're seeing of him, it's like, oh, Matt is super fun, and he's, like, funny and cool to be around, and we just got none of that.
Why didn't they get to host a date? Ben Higgins got to host a date. Ashley got to host a date, so, yeah, it seemed like, this kind of goes along with my theory that they wanted to make this one look a little more elevated, in terms of at least the dates, obviously not showing these rumors and things like that, but these were all kind of, like, La Quinta type dates. They had like a what's in the box where it was like Fear Factor mixed with just like local Halloween carnival where you put your hand in and there's something creepy in the box and they have to guess and grab a ring. But Neil Lane was nowhere in sight. It wasn't like an actual like nice ring that they wanted to keep. They had to chug beer and eat a huge stack of pancakes. And we saw people cheating on those things. They had to drink. This was part of a date that was, I guess, part of the fall date. And then they had to drink raw eggs for the boxing date. They also had a hide and seek on one of their dates where they found a hot tub in the woods, kind of like they did on Ari season way back when they had to like navigate through the woods and then they found a hot tub. So, yeah, weird that we didn't get to see some of these and just kind of have the traditional structure of the show, like, here's the first part of the group date. Here's the second part. So very weird. Let's see. We had the Katie segment and it was kind of weird that like it seemed like quite a few of the women were still like anti or against Katie. Like they kind of came for her a little bit.
That was pretty surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people who weren't Katie fans. Do you think? What do you think?
It's strange. Like, are they still feeling like she took time away from them? And it seemed like there were quite a few who just really felt like it wasn't toxic in the house. But isn't that kind of the view of people who aren't being, you know, dealing with the toxicity and maybe are part of it? Or that she should have talked to them? It was really strange to me. Like Piper, Chelsea, Mari, kind of all were upset that she brought up things in the house to Matt. But what I was waiting for is for Ryan or Brittany to kind of back Katie up and say, well, we're really glad she said something because we weren't going to bring it up, but that allowed us to. But they didn't even really mention
they didn't. The only thing we heard was Kayla saying, well, don't you think it was maybe their story to tell, their thing to say?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a lot to put on them too. I don't know.
Yeah.
So strange. That was the one thing that was really kind of surprising to me. And then were you getting Bachelorette vibes from Katie's segment?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. That was kind of a rumor going around that it was going to be announced. Obviously it wasn't announced. But yes, her segment was a little bit later, sitting in the hot seat, and that just seemed all like really positive, focused on her. And then we had one with Abigail as well. How about for Abigail?
I was getting less like your future Bachelorette vibes, but I think she's my number one right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of the people that we know of that have been eliminated. Yeah, I would like to see her just to kind of provide a fresh perspective. She talked about how like the positive feedback she's gotten and she didn't know and she was nervous about how she'd be received because she kind of is in that gray area between the hearing community and the deaf community because she has the cochlear implants and doesn't use sign language. So I thought that was interesting because I hadn't really thought about that. Let's see. Piper had a hot seat segment.
And I was surprised about that.
I kind of was too, because they built it up like everybody was shocked and blindsided. I wasn't like super shocked that she went home when she did. And then they kind of aired her comments about like how she didn't care about it. And it was more just her saying like, yeah, that was just me being in shock, being upset. But, you know, I did care. And she, the one thing she did say is that she was in love with him, and she was just kind of holding back and saying, I was falling in love with him. So she got all the way there with her feelings. Could you see Piper being a choice for Bachelorette?
No, but I could see her being like one of the starting people on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. And then Serena P had a hot seat segment. So she was kind of the surprise of leaving on her own accord. Chris mentions that that happens sometimes, but usually not at the hometown stage. And did you learn anything new from this, from her reasoning?
No, yeah. I don't think so. I felt like we got the gist of this.
This one also felt like it was really hyped up in the promo. Like, are you still in love with him? And like, they're going to have some big confrontation. And we didn't have that same kind of energy, I think, when Matt James came out, where usually on these shows, it's like the women, like, they'll get to sit up there with him and they'll like ask, why did you do this? And there was really none of that. Like, just tell me, like, what did I have that, or what didn't I have? You know, mm-hmm. Like, maybe Piper said that a little bit, but it just seemed a little more subdued. Do you think this is like because there was no live audience, because they knew like feedback of how they've been, like the drama's been received? Like, there were no like throwing a pacifier at somebody, you know, none of those kind of high drama moments or childish moments either.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it was a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm. We got the debut of Matt James' beard.
I mean, that looks like the beard of a man who is not in a relationship.
Just doing his own thing. Or,
I mean, great beard.
Like, yeah. It's I like it because it's like, he's not looking like how he looked on the show. So it's almost like not giving the show that consistency where they make it seem like everything's happening. Like this is filmed in between the proposal, you know, like some people kind of believe that, you know, when they're watching, like this is all kind of in real time almost. Mm-hmm. And just not giving them that, like, this is my look from my promos. It still looks really good. So yeah, interesting. I think his Instagram, like since the show, it's like, doesn't seem like he's off doing like happy couple retreats, but
no,
he's just an atypical, like, you know, that might be just how he would handle it anyway. So, they have the eyes open when kissing segment. So I thought this was something that was not noticed till people started watching the show, but apparently, they had an ITM of Serena talking about it. They had a segment of Matt talking about it, and that different women brought it up to him on the show.
This really made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny, and I thought he was pretty funny about it.
Yeah, because we had been analyzing, like, ooh, like he closed his eyes with Michelle, but it's like, oh, maybe it's because he was getting criticism from earlier from the women. So yeah, that was pretty funny. Kind of wish they had it in the regular show, but it was a good conclusion to all the social media chatter. Bloopers. This is where we saw that Tayshia and JoJo actually were on the season. One of the more like, ooh, PG-13 bloopers.
I was shocked they shot that. I think they squealed. Really? I was like, what? Like, what?
I was, yeah, a little surprised they showed that as well. A little awkward with Serena P there and Matt there at the same time watching it too, but it was like, I'm gonna need a robe before I stand up, is what he said in the hot tub. Never seen a blooper like that. So this is 2021 Bachelor, or is it because he hasn't been on the show before and isn't like so careful with what he says? Like,
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, scandalous. Any other bloopers that stood out to you?
No, I'm like tired of the bug bloopers.
I was just thinking that, like, too many, like, there's a huge bug right here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I thought it was funny though when he was like tricking Tayshia and JoJo, like seeing his like funny, like prankster side. And then, yeah, other than that, some girl, like, there were a couple of people where it was like night one boots, but they still made the blooper cut. I think, like, but I don't remember their names, but somebody who like hit their head on the ceiling when they were filming their own stuff, jumping around in their quarantine hotel room. And then, one of the girls, she was on my draft, walking out and her dress ripped. So that sucks. That's add insult to injury. You're booted night one and you rip your dress walking out.
Yeah, and you're not even there to get like the cute, like, oh, like laughing picture on picture. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, normally there'd be like more of these night one boots would be there just sitting there at least to kind of like relive the experience. But yeah, it was a smaller cast this time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, and then we saw a preview, and the big thing of the preview is that his dad shows up.
I'm pretty not chill about this.
Yeah.
This seems, like, really bad and exploitive.
Yeah.
Exploitative.
Yeah, because he's referred to his dad. We know that they have, like, a strained relationship. We don't really know, like, how much involvement they have. You know, he wasn't present when he was a kid, so maybe it seems like this maybe was not something that he knew was coming. And now I'm thinking this is the scene where he's like sitting down with Chris on the curb and Chris saying like, are you okay? And he's just like, no, because we have wondered, like, is that like somebody leaving or something? But I don't think so. It's obviously like, yeah, you brought my dad here.
Yeah, that's very much a conversation that is not for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason for us to see it.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, couldn't they bring his brother there instead? Someone that he's like, seems like has a great relationship with, and just bring who maybe he wanted his dad there. Doesn't seem like maybe. It, but we'll find out. But yeah, it seems like strange to be like showing in a preview right now and like, yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how they handle it. But yeah, that is kind of the only thing that really was jarring to me in the preview.
Especially because we hadn't even seen like a glimpse of that before.
Right. So now, do we have two more episodes left?
I would think.
Like, we have the Fantasy Suites next week.
And then Final Two.
And then Final Two after. And the after the final rose is going to be pre-taped, but it hasn't taped yet. So it's not going to be live like in most years.
Fine by me.
Yeah. All right. So do you have any takes from Doug for this episode while I dig up the questions?
I don't actually. Doug was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not doing it.
Because I realized last week I forgot to ask you. So I don't know if you have any from last week. But
oh. Oh, actually, that's funny. He said that he's like, yeah, my takes from last week still stand. Okay. I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't
put it together.
I didn't realize that we didn't read them.
I hope he didn't like not watch out of protest.
No. He never likes the men or women tell all.
Okay.
That's so I can't believe. Doug, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize.
Sometimes, you know, we have a guest that's like we have a different rhythm. So I just forgot to ask. I'm sorry, Doug.
And he like said, he literally said, oh, I think my takes from last week still hold up. I was literally gonna say like, oh, just listen back to last week and listen to his takes again. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Doug. I feel like an a-hole.
We don't remember what we say after we record our podcast.
How much is Peloton paying for these workout placements with Matt? I wish a skateboard company would have outbid them. we would have seen more of his ramp. Yeah, his got relegated to the bloopers.
Yeah, he had a bad fall, it looked like.
Oh, I thought he could have torn his shoulder or something.
Yeah, I guess he showed off his moves to Kit when she came over for her date.
And she still left anyway. Yeah.
You know what? That's another thing I thought of that I hadn't mentioned yet, but do you remember at the beginning of the season, or at least in the bios, Kit's title was socialite, mm-hmm. but then in the show last night, and I think earlier in the season too, it was fashion entrepreneur. I had heard her on a podcast and she was like, I really didn't like that I was called a socialite. So she obviously, or her mom called in and was like, change that. So socialite wasn't going to work for her bio and she didn't stand for that.
Fair. Yeah. Michelle should have just taken Matt to Minnesota's famed Northwest angle as her hometown. From what I understand, there's hardly anybody there anyway, and they could still have Skyped in her students to ask awkward questions about her dating life.
That reminds me. So I went to like a camp. It was like a writing retreat, and it was at like Lake of the Woods or something. It's like lake that's like that little like part of Minnesota that like sticks up into Canada, mm-hmm. and to get there you have to like go through a little bit of Manitoba and then you take a boat and you get to the lake or whatever, the island that we were on. But so I'd never been up there before, but to cross the border is literally just like a payphone booth with no one there, and you like hit a number and you're like, yes, this is my passport number, and you talk to an operator. There's no security. Like, it's so weird. Like,
that's hilarious.
This is how you get in there. Like, so yeah, I guess like there's like a tiny part of Manitoba that maybe people are sneaking into, but so weird.
I love hearing about the town that's like half in Vermont and half in Quebec.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a great, they're cool. Like the library's cut in half.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh my gosh. How do you get to go there?
Pardon?
Like, do you need a passport to go there, to live there?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. Because, like, there's a spot where, like, one side of the street's Vermont and one side's Quebec. Like, to literally just cross the street. I don't know. We'll have to look. We'll have to do a deep dive on that one.
Yeah.
But actually, is Nemacolin just a giant abandoned town? Maybe, like, a ghost town?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what's there.
Are we to believe that Rachel's hometown is in the sky? Or did the producers make her go skydiving to avoid having her showcase any of the other activities she seemed to think were acceptable?
I mean...
Oh, no.
What I've heard is her town is not great, I've heard it referred to as a sundown town, like, just very, like, maybe it's good that they didn't go there at any point.
A sundown town.
Yeah.
I've never heard that expression before. We do have a strip club in Niagara Falls called the Sundowner.
Oh, no. I don't want to get the definition wrong, but it's like not
I'll
a good,
look it up
like
later.
The racist town.
Right. I'll do a goog. I would like to know if Amy was aware of all the Canadian slang shared on the show, and what slang would you have added to the list? I would have definitely reference a 2-4 of beer, hydro meaning the electric company, in cottage country referring to an enormous portion of your province.
Ooh, what do you think?
I'm trying to think. What have I said before that people are like, what are you talking about? I don't even know.
Hmm.
Oh, the way I say bag, people have like an issue with.
Yeah, I say it the same way. I mean, Canadians say process instead of process, and you have the process. Different spelling with the U's and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or you say Z instead of Z, right?
Yeah.
So phrases. I mean, there's a lot in Minnesota that are kind of different. Like we always. Like more like foods and stuff, like hot dish and stuff is like a casserole.
Oh, okay. Like, I was like, what the hell is a hot dish? Because I would expect like it's everything. like one of those hot plates.
Right. But it's just like, oh, we're having hot dish for dinner tonight. And it's like cornflake hot dish, tater tot hot dish. So many different ones.
Sign me up for cornflake hot dish right now. Is it good. Just like a hash brown casserole?
The one I had growing up, and this was before I was a vegetarian, it would be like the cornflakes are on top, and then it was kind of like almost maybe not like a shepherd's pie, but it had like ham and peas and carrots in it.
Cheese. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, I can get down with some hot dish.
Yeah. So you just like kind of cut them like a lasagna. And
oh.
Yeah.
I would expect you just like scoop it out with a spoon.
You could do that too.
Yeah.
So like when the Super Bowl was here, Jimmy Fallon went to like somebody's house and had tater tot hot dish. And yeah. But I think, yeah, it's just like a bigger thing here than like just a casserole randomly. It's like, this is like your midweek meal kind of thing.
I need a t-shirt that says hot dish.
Ooh.
That's our merch line.
T-shirts, yeah. Multiple meanings. It could work for the Top Chef as well.
Oh, good call. Good call. save on those production costs.
Yeah. Let's put that into the RHAP merch. We need something in the t-shirt store, right?
I think so. Rob. Rob, do it for us. Actually, no. Sam. Sam, do it for us. Scott, Sam, help us.
Help us.
We want t-shirts and we don't know how to do it ourselves.
Cannot design anything.
You made it so that we rely on YouTube for everything. We're not even sure if this podcast actually goes anywhere. Like, you just emailed Scott and he could just be like, yeah, we put it up for you guys. And like, they just didn't.
Yeah, if we didn't get feedback 1 week, it's like, maybe it never went out there. Usually we have a listener at least telling us something that we didn't know or that we were asking about.
That's true. What should be a greater concern to those participating in the show? The fact that the leading man is incapable of driving anything without crashing it, or that the producers use what looked like a disgruntled teenage child to crash one of their contestants into the ground?
They're both a little frightening. Yeah, I think they might need extra insurance next season, depending on who their lead is. But and that probably that skydive company as well.
That was a scare. That was terrifying. Lastly, this week could have featured dates in Toronto and Minnesota. I'm curious to know what you and Amy heard it.
Such a bummer that we missed out on that.
I'm curious to know what you and Amy would do in each place. If you were hosting a hometown date, if I were in Toronto on The Bachelor, I would go to a Jays game, surf at Bluffers Park, buy a discount mattress from the former mayor, and then sell off the Neil engagement ring to that guy, Russell Oliver, who's always saying how much he likes gold. That's a bit of a regional joke, that one.
Yeah.
I basically took you on a hometown date.
I know. I think we've answered this way back when. Like, when we had, we've gotten this question every once in a while. So let's see if our answers have evolved. But yeah, that was a really good one. We went mini golfing or putt-putt. Yeah. We got ice cream.
I took you to Niagara on the Lake. We got ice cream. We walked around. We got
maple sugar candy.
I can't remember if I took you to the beach or not.
Mm-hmm.
My mom took you out for lunch while I was at work.
That seems really, they should do that on these shows. Like, okay, you're going to go film some segment and you get an alone time with the family.
Gosh, what a thrill that was.
Instead of just going upstairs to a bedroom, you know.
And then we also went to Toronto where we saw a Jays game. We went to Second City.
So fun.
We had a great time.
What did I do in Minnesota? So when Becca had hers here, they just went apple picking. Again, it feels like it could be anywhere. I think you have to go to the Mall of America. Not that it's like the most exciting place, but just like it's something that people that come here are like, okay, I want to see it. There's a sculpture garden that has kind of a few well-known things that kind of represent the city. So I'd probably go there just to like a place to wander around. They could probably like seal it off for a while and just say like, okay, just us filming here. And what else? I would go to one of the lakes and do maybe, I could not paddle board, but paddle boat, but maybe certain leads could paddle board. Something like that. I think there's some pretty lakes. There's a chain of lakes. So you can kind of like go from one lake to the other in a kayak or whatever. So
that sounds great to me.
Yeah. So there's also an amusement park. So if you need some of that during the day, that could be fun too. All right.
I can't wait until 2027 when we can do that. We can do that again.
Exactly. And when we go to Nemecolon, and I never can pronounce it right, but yeah, we can have a reunion there.
Okay. I think you missed out a big part of your hometown date, and that's going to Target.
Target and Target.
Like the original Target.
The original Target, I think, it's not really still standing. I think they, like, because it was probably too small to be a super Target, but there's still, like, there's Targets everywhere, and there's still a Target in the city where the original one was. So I guess that's probably the landmark. Although downtown has, like, a cool Target with, like, an escalator in it, so I'd probably go to that one. Like, the downtown Target would be cool.
It's been over a year since I've been to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I'm struggling.
I miss
my girl.
Well, I go like a couple times a week to get drive up, but I haven't been inside a Target in about a year.
Ugh, just the sights and sounds of the dollar section and all of the snacks. I'm dying. I miss Target.
I know, because you can't get dollar stuff. There's certain things you cannot get on pickup. So it's like you don't get those like little random browsing things. You just get like your essentials. You can get clothes and stuff like that, but it's not the same as browsing the store. And you can't get like your Starbucks on the way. It's like they don't have that as part of their pickup. So the stores that have Starbucks in them, you're out of luck unless you go inside. So it is hard.
The Target popcorn too.
Oh yeah, Icy's.
I can't talk about it anymore.
Well, I could go on about Tim Hortons because we don't have it anymore. They closed.
We should just do like a, I don't know. Can we stand across like a small river?
Yeah, exactly.
Send like a little boat.
Ooh, that'd be a neat like experiment. Yeah, there's probably certain areas or like those like the duty free area. Can they just have those open as like a neutral zone? And like here, let's exchange this and this.
Or there's an island in BC or like a park in BC, and they had to ban weddings.
Hmm. Why?
Right there because they could have their American friends and family on one side and then their Canadian friends and family on the other.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And yeah. One day. And yeah, maybe go to like the local coffee chain. It's not really local, but Caribou Coffee instead of Starbucks, just to be like, here's something different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll have to just root for another season where we end up with a Canadian and a Minnesotan in the final four.
Ugh, the dream.
I know.
This was our dream.
I know. At least we got a Canadian style date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So we have questions.
I was wondering if you're going to forget about them or not. And honestly, I was just going to let it slide if you did.
Yeah. We can't do that to our listeners.
No, we can't.
Can't give them questions.
We didn't think we could do it to Doug, and we did it to him still.
Question blue balls, like we had television blue balls. draft results, just going to get through this quick. George at George CTV says, not much happens women tell all week, but at Mari Talks Too Much, still managed to pick up 7 points. Most of anyone this week, stretching her lead a little. She has 165. H-Strong underscore is second with 110. RHP Recapper is third with 101. Listeners have 53. So they are less than half, you know. If they double, they'd be more than me. So it's closing the gap here. That's what I was trying to say. All right. This is an email. Hi, ladies. I struggled watching this episode. So much of it was frustrating to me. How could so many sit there and talk as if their behavior shown was acceptable? And why did they give us so much drama off season and hide all these fun and happy dates from us? Who would you choose as the next bachelorette? Someone from the hot seat tonight? Katie, Abigail, Serena P, or Brittany, or someone else? George. Oh, speaking of George.
I think I gotta go Abigail.
Okay.
That's who I'm rooting for right now, I think.
I like Brittany. I don't think we got enough of her to get to know her. So I feel like that would be the issue there. Katie, I think another time it would maybe be a fun season. But yeah, I agree. Abigail. Serena P, I think, is too young. Seeing that she chose to leave, I don't think she's ready for that commitment right now. I really like her though. But yeah, Abigail's a good choice. And yeah, I agree that they were hiding some fun, like kind of more silly dates, which kind of added some fun to Tayshia and Claire's season. So, here's another email question. Why are girls like Chelsea and Serena so upset that Katie brought Matt's attention to the awful rumors going around the house? It is really puzzling because we have all seen at this point what was going on. How was that such a bad thing? She, as far as we know, did not name names. And then question, am I the only one who does not get why these women are so crazy for Matt? My husband and I were trying to rank Matt alongside other previous bachelors, and it is hard because they pretty much all suck, excluding Ben Higgins. I have not seen Sean Lowe's season. You ladies are lovely, Allie. Thank you, Allie. Okay, first part, Chelsea, Serena getting upset.
I think part of that's just because you don't want anyone saying anything bad about you on national television. Mm-hmm. And you're always kind of like the hero of your own story, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it makes me think there was something we didn't see, like that maybe it was like, okay, why are we calling the whole environment toxic when we were, you know, having fun? And maybe they were upset that she didn't single somebody out and say like, okay, Anna spread this rumor or whatever. But yeah, I think unless they clarify it more, I don't really understand it either. And then, yeah, why are they so crazy for Matt? Somebody said, was it
Piper? Because they've actually gotten a chance to know him, unlike us.
Yeah. Well, they said that he had a really like, he was really good at making everyone feel special. And I think that's a really, talked about that, I think, in Survivor seasons, like the person that can be like so charismatic that everyone likes them and they make you feel like you're the only one important to them. But it didn't seem like fake to me. It seemed like he was genuinely interested in the women he was interested in and could, you know, have fun with even the ones that maybe he wasn't romantically interested in. Yeah, I really think he seems fun, and we saw that kind of from the bloopers and felt refreshing compared to some of the maybe more there for like just continuing on with the franchise. People like Peter, that didn't really seem like, I don't know. I really like him, but I don't know. We haven't done our big strong ranking yet. So what do you think?
It's hard for me to judge because I feel like we really haven't gotten a chance to know him. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because he wasn't on a Bachelorette season, like that also we missed out on a chance to know him. It's just a lot of things working in not his favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was really like the early episodes that we saw the most of his personality. And I really loved his date with Michelle. I think that's where we saw a lot of his personality come out when they were just kind of laughing and teasing, and I really like that. So, and he's just really good looking, so
that helps.
It helps. All right, Zach Brooks, what toppings are you and Amy, or you and Haley, getting on your Rose City pizza?
So a little context for this one. In the Rob has a patron and Facebook group where I post a question thread. Join Rob's patrons today at robhasawebsite.com/patrons
I think so.
Anyway, I have just been going off the rails with my thread photos lately because I'm sick of the season. And in my hometown, there is a pizza place called Rose City Pizza, and I just thought it was fitting.
Was that the picture you put?
It was a logo of Rose City Pizza.
Because, I mean, they did have pizza last week, right? On Serena's date. And they have the, or was that just the ham that they had?
I think it was just ham.
Oh, okay.
Amy, I don't know if I know this about you. Okay. What would you get on your perfect pizza?
Ooh, I have the best answer. For me, at least. It's my favorite. This is my go-to, but it's going to alienate like 50% of people because it includes pineapple. So it's not the Hawaiian because I don't eat meat, but it's pineapple, green pepper, and onion. That's my favorite.
I would absolutely eat that with you. That sounds awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah. Recommend trying it. Even like Domino's, it's good. So
I'm going to try that. That sounds delicious.
Great.
Because my go-to order is Hawaiian.
Oh, awesome.
I love pineapple.
We are meant to be.
We're perfect together.
Yes.
I love pineapple in everything. Sweet, savory.
Me too.
Plain.
Yep.
I want it on everything.
Yeah.
And I will not be accepting pineapple slander to my Twitter inbox.
Exactly.
Because guess what? I'm probably not going to order pizza with any of you guys.
Yeah,
probably not. If I do, we're going to get a nice four cheese and it'll satisfy everyone. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. And it works because my boyfriend can add ham to it or Canadian bacon on half. If we're, you know, usually we just get like two pizzas anyway because it's like, I love cold pizza. So, and sometimes like a small pizza, I'll just eat the whole thing. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, what else are we doing right now?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's my go-to. And then another thing I do when I get like frozen meals, like I like those. I don't know. Do you have Amy's organic frozen meals up there?
Mm-hmm.
Vegetarian. They have like a black bean enchiladas, and I'll throw in some frozen pineapple on that before I cook it up. That's so good. Like, so adding it to like enchiladas. Mm. Yes. Yeah, and I get really upset if I go to a pizza place and they don't have pineapple.
I know. Just let me have it.
Yeah.
Like, just let me feel joy.
Exactly. All right. So you'd get just the Hawaiian. Is it ham and pineapple? Is there onion on that? Or
often we'll ask for red onion on it because we both love red onion on pizza.
Nice. Gary Hogan, how excited are you for Bachelor in Paradise Canada? Yes, this is a real thing happening later this year. Yeah, as we broke the news, alumni plus new Canadian applicants on City TV. So no Chris Harrison, no ABC. So yeah, explain the City TV part of it.
That's just the channel that airs The Bachelor here.
Okay. So, but they're just kind of doing their own thing. It would have to still be affiliated with the franchise, right?
I think so. Like, I think it's affiliated with the franchise in the way that, like, The Bachelor Canada is.
Mm-hmm. But it'd probably be the same host that you have for Bachelor Canada.
I don't know, because, like, what is he up to these days?
Yeah.
Maybe he's available. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm excited. I think this will be cool. I don't know about the, like, new Canadian applicants, but I guess it's sort of like having, they haven't had seasons in a while, right? So it's sort of like just the new like contestant pool that couldn't be cast. So
just like start a fans versus Paradise. Faves.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be neat. Matthew Presky, at what point in the process does it switch from being sent home to a breakup? I always get confused at the women meant or meant to all when some contestants treat it as a devastating breakup. Was Katie broken up with or sent home? Abigail? Heather?
I love this question. It's not something I've ever really thought about,
no,
I guess.
Either.
I think in a normal season, we could probably say that you start getting broken up with when you start traveling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's... If that's the case, because that's still like 4 weeks in. Or is it only 4 weeks in? I don't know. It depends how you look up at a breakup.
Yeah, because it's funny because when Matt came out, he talked about, yeah, I've never really been in a situation where like sitting in a room with people I've had a relationship with, however long or short, and like, it's been. And so it's like that's directed at Heather because she was the only one there that was like not in a relationship with him whatsoever. but... Yeah, I think when you have that, because if you're just dating, like these people are, and you've just gone on one date with, like one-on-one date with someone, are you broken up with, or they just decide not to like call you back for a second date?
I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah. But I think Piper like really felt like it was a breakup because she
was in
love
fair.
With him. Abigail, you know, it was more like the potential that we didn't get.
Yeah.
Will Harrington, is there something we miss with Katie? It seems like many of the girls did not like or agree with her, even though to us it seemed like she was in the right. Yeah, is this all an editing job because they want her to be the Bachelorette?
I don't know. I feel like we're really missing something. I think in about a year, when the NDAs start, you know, closing up shop, we might get a little answer or two.
Yeah, it is like there's something missing. Aaron Gibson, how pissed would you be if you were Heather and you quarantined to attend Women Tell All? And we're then completely edited out of it.
As long as I get the paycheck, I don't care.
Yeah. I wonder, too, if they were, like, waiting to see how she was received. I'm trying to see, like, when did this line up with when they filmed
it? It was, like, early February, they said, right?
February 4th. So when was she on the show? Was it after that?
I don't even know when I started talking about this show.
Yeah. This filmed February 4th. That's a month ago. So yeah, it would have been before she actually was on the show. So maybe they're like, oh, no one was really excited to see her, or
maybe
they didn't want to get into the bullying more or something. But
yeah.
Brandon Weber, I thought most of the energy directed toward Katie was just sour grapes, but I wanted your thoughts on what Kayla said to her about allowing the other girls to come forward themselves in order for their own voices to be amplified instead of Katie's. Did you get the sense that Ryan and Brittany were going to talk to Matt about the toxicity / personal attacks, or wanted him to know about it at all?
This is a great question, and I just don't have an answer for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did get to see they both got pretty lengthy segments when they were talking to him about it, and not that Katie talking about it gave it validity, but she had been around, and so it was somebody that he trusted. I think sometimes when things happen, like, oh, there's someone, if they just said like, oh, there's someone spreading rumors, or we haven't felt well received, it could come off as like just a two-sided thing, rather than like, no, this is the right side of things, like this is wrong no matter who it's directed towards. So I feel like Katie added something of like him to really take it seriously. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe because it like wasn't directly happening to her.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is, and just depending on how much they felt comfortable revealing. And I don't think she said, she just said like, this is a rumor that could, you know, really impact someone's life out of here. She didn't give any specifics. So they still were allowed to come forward if they wanted, right? Like, it wasn't like she said, you need to talk to Brittany or Ryan. So, I don't know. It was a tricky one. And it didn't seem like we got a resolution on the show either. It was just kind of Katie nodding about it. Oh, and there was another comment of Katie's, though, that didn't sit well with me, where she said, like, that's your karma. And I think she kind of walked it back a little bit. Because it's like, just because you said something doesn't mean it's your karma to get death threats, or, you know. So I think she maybe meant, like, that's, you know, something for you to own or, you know, deal with. But, yeah, karma. And so Chelsea called her out for that, which I thought was good. Let's see. Justin Feinberg, assuming that unaired group date was the date part we never saw, the second group date during uncomfortable group date week, would you rather read autobiographical erotica to an audience or blindly stick your hand in boxes filled with bugs and worms and other creatures to find a ring?
What do you think I'd rather do?
The bugs.
No, absolutely. Oh, okay. Nope. I'm not even like somebody who's like squeamish around bugs.
Yeah.
I just don't want to stick my arm into something where I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I would never feel clean again.
You'd always like, have that itchy feeling, creepy crawlies. Yeah, that's true. You know, let's see. On the autobiographical, it's like you can choose if it's autobiographical or not. Like, they don't know. Like, you could just, there were a lot of routes you could play it, like you could take with it. So
I could like do a story about star fishing. And I lay there impatiently for it to be over.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to like get into any like details. You could do the Nicholas Sparks route, like it was fall, like Kit did. So yeah, that's true. Especially when one of them is called flesh eating worms. Like your flesh is in there. Like, yeah. And if it was like a $1 million ring, then I would do that one. But if they were just like token rings, right? Like,
yeah.
So, and then it didn't even show like why they were doing it. It looked like it was just a little like one of those obstacle course type things, right? Or scavenger hunt or something.
Well, I think it was kind of like one of those like truth or dare dates like we saw in Tayshia's season, where the guys had to like drink all those weird smoothies, or, you know, Blake had to do intercourse sounds over the loudspeakers.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that one was a little better, but they still had to drink gross things. So yeah, that is it for questions. Haley, anything else you wanted to discuss, or just what's coming up next for you?
I don't even know what's coming up for me, Amy. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Oh, I started watching Top Model.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Got in my head and I was like, oh, there's two seasons on Netflix. Although I accidentally started with the later one, so then I got spoiled on who won season 19. So I just watched 20 and now I'm on 21. And 21's weird because it has like Will from Amazing Race and Jesus from Too Hot to Handle in it. So I was like,
and
wow.
Niall, I think Niall's on that one.
No, oh. It was Niall.
He was, he's really hot.
Oh, okay.
And he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I think I've seen him.
Yeah, you'd know him to see him for sure.
Niall DeMarco?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him. Definitely. it's just, so I was like, just curious about how they handled like the male models adding the mix. I'm not spoiled on any seasons except for 19 now, I guess, because they bring back people. But so that was kind of fun. But
yeah, I actually, I hadn't seen 19 or 20.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed both of them. I was just kind of, I stopped watching around the Brit Invasion season, just because I was at university, it was hard for me to find it, whatever.
Right.
And I was just kind of figured like, things went really cheesy after like season 6, season 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it's all going to be shit. But like, I thought season 19 and season 20 were pretty darn good.
Yeah,
and
I like
the male models being added in. And I don't know if this is a hot take from 10 years ago, but I like the social media aspect to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the 19 when they brought in the new judges, and then 21 now they went back. They have Miss J back, but they still
do
Kelly. They? Yeah, 21 is with Miss J coming back.
Okay.
Or 20. No, 21.
Yeah.
So 19, 20 had Rob Evans and Kelly Catrone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like the new like photographer or like the guy who's on photo shoots with them. You Sai.
Me too.
Yeah, I really like
I thought I was really going to miss like Jay and Miss J and like Nigel, but I was pretty happy with those two seasons. I thought the photos were really good. I thought the photo shoots were better than they had been.
Yeah, I kind of like that there's like some kind of mathematics to it, because before, didn't they just used to like call people's names and not have any like numerical score? Yeah. So yeah, it's a fun binge, and you get to, they travel on those too, so it's like,
oh well, yeah, it's nice.
That travel.
Did I watch anything this week? I don't know. I accidentally finished a book today though.
Oh yeah, at the Strong Library.
Yeah. Oh yeah, follow me at the Strong Library. Yeah, I finished a book today. It's called Forever Interrupted by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I read a couple of her books last year, and I really enjoyed them. So if you can get your hands on Daisy Jones and the Six or The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, I would definitely recommend reading those. But I read Forever Interrupted. I've gotten into this bad habit lately of just like within the last year of never reading the description of a book, just being like, oh, I've heard of that. Let me get that one.
Okay.
Oh, and it was a sad one.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. This woman.
Because your books are like, your book choice is kind of like your movie choices. Like you don't want something sad.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
So in this book, this guy and girl have this like whirlwind romance, and like they meet and they move in together and they get married, and the night, like within 6 months, and then 9 days after their wedding, he gets hit by a car and dies.
Oh my gosh.
And then she finds out that, or she knows that he never told his mother about her.
Whoa.
So it's just kind of like about their relationship and like a lot of grief. So if you can't deal with grief, like I would not recommend this book. I'm not even sure if I liked it. I like Taylor's writing styles because it's always different. Mm-hmm. But this was not one of my top picks.
Okay. Yeah, I still need to read more. I'm just on the Audible kick, but even that sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with like when I have podcast backlog. So
yeah,
but yeah, if you get the one to watch, I think you would enjoy that one.
I think I'm like 6 weeks away from it.
Okay.
On my hold list.
Does that make books like make you like have more of a like, okay, this had better be good because I waited so long for it to get on my list? Or
no, it's more for me. It's I'm really good at finishing books, but I'm terrible at starting them. So I have like piles around my house of books that like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll start that, whatever. But if I get them from the library, I'm like, okay, I have to start this and I have to finish it because there's a time limit on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess it does hype it up because I'm like, oh, like this is going to be good. Like when I read American Royals, I think I waited 6 months for that and then I didn't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I haven't even like gotten anything out of the library in a while. I don't even know how they're doing it these days. So.
I know ours is doing like curbside pickup, but mm-hmm. I've just been using my library's app and just doing a lot of ebooks.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Any upcoming podcasts?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. So where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out my Bookstagram at The Strong Library.
Yes, and you can follow me on Twitter at @RJPRecapper and subscribe if you aren't already to the Reality TV Rehab-Ups feed. Asia and I will be back this week covering the last two episodes of Married at First Sight. They're still hanging, the couple that has the husband with a baby on the way with his ex. They're still kind of together. It's getting messy. Yikes. Yeah.
Oh, I have been watching a lot of Are You the One this week.
Oh, nice. Like rewatching?
Yeah.
Fun. That's a good show if people haven't seen it yet.
Definitely watch that. If you like this, if you even tolerate The Bachelor, watch Are You the One.
Yeah. And I feel like going back to an early season that I saw way back when, I wouldn't even remember some of the couples.
So. It's a real throwback, especially if you watch The Challenge or something. Watching some of these people's original seasons, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I would love if Bachelor in Paradise could do something kind of like that, the one concept. Like, oh, you have like, even if they just did that for a date or something, like, who are you most compatible with, do you think, based on, like, the scientific test you took? And that could, like, create drama, you know, like.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love that.
Go to the truth booth.
Yeah, and I feel like we never have group dates on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get in touch with the Bachelor in Paradise Canada. They can break new ground.
Yeah, call us. Seriously, mm-hmm. I feel like we have a better chance at calling them.
Definitely.
Call me.
Yes, you could go host something. That'd be great.
What a dream.
All right, well, we managed to make it an hour talking about.
Yeah, we didn't talk about The Bachelor for an hour, Annie. Exactly. We talked about something else for the first 20 minutes, and we talked about another other else for the last 20 minutes.
Exactly. So if we have more to talk about content wise with the episode coming up, Fantasy Suites. Let's see what Nima Collin has to offer with Fantasy Suites, or if they get to go a little bit further out Pennsylvania, who knows? So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Bye.